was originally inspired by my nephew Oliver being born, and after I first met him, but also in the context of my mom, who passed away this past fall. And yeah, I think just the juxtaposition of that, thinking about like taking all the things that I've learned from my mom or that she's provided for me over the years, and thinking about how I want to inspire people, younger people who are around me or my nephews, and just thinking about how I want to be remembered.
Well, let's play that song just now. This is Richard LaViolette with the wonderful Someone to Tell My Story When I'm Gone, from his great new album, Taking the Long Way Home. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. That's Richard LaViolette with Someone to Tell My Story When I'm Gone, from his great new album, Taking the Long Way Home. Richard is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio. The album has just been released on You've Changed Records. And Richard, I wanted to talk about the production of this record. You went back to Andy McGoffin for this one, who I think you've worked with before. Is that right?
Yeah, I worked with Andy on my last album, our last country album, I guess, All of Your Raw Materials. And yeah, he was in London at the time and has a studio in Cambridge now, in what used to be horse stables, I guess. And so it's all like wooden floors and stone walls and yeah, just like another beautiful space. I think on this album, I think ultimately I was going for something that was a little more refined and still kind of at the core. I think I wanted something that was similar to the last album, but maybe not necessarily the same numbers of people that I had performing on the last one.
Is this an album that would be best described as a solo album, you know, working with some great players, rather than a band album? Is that really what you wanted here, rather than what you had with the Oil Spills for the last album? Or do you just see that as, you know, just having a different name for the people coming together?
No, I think it was also, like, I think I definitely try and give people as much direction as possible, but I think I also just like to find people who I feel comfortable enough with as a musician to just kind of let them find their own place, and that's certainly what has happened on this recording. All the instrumental parts are live off the floor, and then the vocals were recorded afterwards.
You know, one of the things that's great about the album is the lovely warm production that Andy has got for you on it. But also the thing I love, and it's interesting you mentioned live off the floor, because it's to me, it still has a bit of that feel. It has the feel of some great players coming together in a studio and having a lot of fun. Certainly the people playing on the album seem to play with a light touch, and I think that really complements the production. Am I right in thinking that you had a lot of fun with the, you know, working with everyone in the studio?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, they're all lovely folks to play with. And they each contribute so much. And I would say that they're all people that I would be excited to record with again in the future. It's like people with like such a natural inclination for country music. And yeah, and I think it seemed to come together really nicely.
So tell us a little bit about who plays on the album.
On this album, I have Lisa Bozikovic on piano and Matt Reeves on acoustic guitar, who both played on the All of Your Raw Materials album. And then playing fiddle, I have Julia Narveson. She lives in Waterloo and plays in another kind of old-time country band called Everlovin' Jug Band. And on pedal steel, I have Aaron Goldstein, who is originally from Hamilton but runs a studio in Toronto and tours with a number of bands. And I have Aaron Curtis on drums, and he is originally from Woodstock but lives in Toronto these days and played drums in the 2 Minute Miracles. And I'm just trying to think of that. And Heather Kirby on electric bass.
Certainly a lovely feel to the album. I got to say, I really love it. I'd like to play another track from it just now. The one I've picked is You've Really Got Me on the Run, which is another great song. Tell us a little bit about that one.
That was a song that I originally wrote when I was up at my parents' house in the fall before my mom had passed. And they live up near Sable Beach in Bruce County. They live on this lake, and it's a lake that I often end up walking around while I'm up there, and just to kind of get outside and process my thoughts. That was a song that kind of came to me while I was wandering around that lake. Just, I think, another song where I was just processing some of the harder forces in life and time and deterioration and just like how to deal with that.
This is Richard Laviolette with You've Really Got Me on the Run from his great new album, Taking the Long Way Home. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
The end of got me on the run, Lord, Lord. You've really got me on the run. I've worn out my new pair of shoes. You've really got me on the run. Pat my knee and I pat my head. You say there's weather in my bones.
That's Richard Laviolette with You've Really Got Me on the Run from his new album, Taking the Long Way Home. Richard is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, one of the hidden gems on the Guelph music scene. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
They can go to youvechangedrecords.com. There's lots of information there and a link to a Bandcamp page that they have as well. And the album is now available.
That's great. We're going to finish with the title track from the album. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Taking the Long Way Home was a song that I actually wrote after a major surgery that I'd had around 2010. And I'd actually had a hip replacement. And it certainly wasn't the first surgery I'd ever had, and kind of have a history of chronic pain and different health issues. It was a song that I wrote kind of addressing my history of health and chronic pain and dealing with my body.
And the challenges that we all face.
Yes, absolutely.
That's great. It's a great song from a great album. Richard, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you very kindly, Jan. Thanks for having me on.
Richard Laviolette. with the title track from Taking the Long Way Home, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
This is Emily Millard. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall.
You just listened to an interview with the recently departed Richard Laviolette. We recorded in 2017. We're going to continue with Richard's music for the rest of this hour. And from Richard's 2010 album with his band The Oil Spills, All of Your Raw Materials, this is Yes, I Mean All of It. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
Harder
was it worth the fight? Quick breath in flickering light. Small room on the ocean floor. The walls are taking water and the furnace fires up.
And that's it. That's all we can squeeze into this hour of Folk Roots Radio. You can visit our website at folkrootsradio.com to check out our extensive archive of interviews and radio episodes. And thanks again to all of our radio partners who help us bring Folk Roots Radio to you each week. It's hard to accept that Richard Laviolette is gone. But the good news is that there will be one final album from him coming out on You've Changed Records. We'll leave you with one more song. And again, it's from Richard's great 2010 album, All of Your Raw Materials. This is Funeral Song. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Richard, thanks for the music. We'll see you next time.
It's my time to pack up all my things and move across the line and get reacquainted with the dirt. You can toss me in a hole in the ground or whatever. You can light me on fire and throw me in the river. Just don't put me in some coffin so some preacher can deliver some uninspired words from the book. When I particular day to say a few words about an old friend in a particular way.
Arts Society presents the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival. With water's wisdom as this year's theme, the festival enlivens the Renfrew Collingwood neighborhood by inviting local residents to engage with, learn about, and value local nature with events and workshops. From September 9th to 29th, come together as a community, build social connections and a sense of belonging while sharing skills and cultural traditions. For more information on the festival and to register for events, go to stillmoonarts.ca. Contribute to creating a stronger, healthier community at the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival, September 9th to 29th.
You You're listening to CJ.